I don't think our system will change very much. You know, of course, we've, you know, making Kyle the coordinator, who's very young, but we brought Alex in, of course, to join our offensive side of the ball. I think our scheme's going to stay somewhat the same. If anything, we may get a little simpler, to be honest with you. Settle down. We got to get our running game better to become a better football team. So I don't see a lot of changes, maybe a few subtle changes. Yeah. Yeah, that seems to be happening around the league. No, I tell you, you know, of course he came with me from day one that I went to Houston. Known him for a long, long time. Just very impressed with the job that he's done, the job that he did with Troy, the job that he did with Sherm last year, helping me on game day, calling games. I think he's ready to do it, you know, and I think one of the things that helped me make that decision, too, was the fact that I had an opportunity to get Alex to come with our staff. I've said this before, Alex in a lot of ways raised me as a young coordinator. I mean, Mike threw me in a room at a very early age with Alex peeking over my shoulder every day and making sure I did things the right way. And I think it's an opportunity for Kyle to kind of grow up the same way. So I think the combination of the two and the fact that he's mature beyond his years from a coaching standpoint, I'm looking forward to him. Well, I don't worry about the age. The thing that's important to me is that you see that they can handle the veteran players, you know. And in this case, there's going to be a few players older than Kyle when he walks in a meeting room. But watching him handle players, the way they respect him, the way he goes about his job, there's no fear factor there from him talking to a 32-year-old guard who's been in the league 10 years. All those guys want to get coached, and Kyle has that gift of, hey, I'll coach them all. And so I think it's about respect and being able to handle the older players, and he's shown that he could do that from day one.
Gary, I know you haven't seen them here yet, but just what you generally know about this year's group of quarterbacks. And again, I know you're not targeting.
Yeah, I'm going to find out more as, of course, the weekend goes on. But, you know, there's some fine players within that group, starting with the young man from Boston College. Looks like a tremendous player. And, of course, everybody's talking about him being a very high pick. The young man from Delaware has a lot of potential. I think the kid out of Michigan, had he stayed healthy, would be right there with that group. So, you know, we all have to sort them out. To sit here today and say this guy's going to go here, that guy's going to go there, I don't know. I think time will tell. There's a lot of work to be done.
He's a little less defined this early than maybe has been in previous years where you've gone into sometimes you go.
Yeah, I think if I'm answering your question correctly, I think the group could, there could be a lot of lead changes, so to speak, over the course of the next 2 months and how these kids do, how they handle this weekend, how they handle their workouts. I think there's a lot of closely bunched guys that could separate themselves one way or another. Well, the first thing that jumps to mind is a lot of the college football is being played. A lot of guys are playing in the shotgun on a consistent basis to spread offense. And not that the NFL is not doing that. We don't do as much of that. We try to protect those guys a little bit more. So you're looking at a lot of conversion when you study some of these players. So that maybe separates some of them. And just a jump in general. I mean, the game is difficult. And there's been a lot of guys maybe not so highly rated that have made a tremendous jump, become great players, and some guys very highly rated that have not been able to make that jump. So us as coaches, GMs, the personnel people trying to sort that out, who can get that done, you know, it's a difficult task.
Is that one of the hardest
to evaluate? No, I think they're all tough. You know, I think this jump that these kids are fixing to make from college to pro is the ultimate jump, and to sit here and say that they all make it when they're linemen, and they don't as quarterbacks or run. I think that'd be unfair. I think it's difficult for all of them.
Gary, is it tougher to play quarterback in today's NFL versus when you played?
Oh, I think so. You know, the game's very difficult from a scheme standpoint. The people that are coming to get them nowadays are a lot more athletic, bigger, stronger, faster. So, you know, there's so many things that go with playing that position. I mean, you're a coach on the field. You're the face of the organization. You take on a lot of responsibility, a lot of pressure. So there's so many things that go with that as compared to maybe some other positions throughout the game.
How hard is it for a rookie wide receiver to make an impact in the league and why?
I think it is somewhat difficult. Why? I think probably the biggest thing to me from a coverage standpoint, these kids come out of college, and if a guy lines up in a deep third corner, he usually stays in a deep third. In our league, a guy will line up in three deep zone and play the heck out of you in man coverage and jump everywhere. The athletes they go against on a consistent basis out there from a corner standpoint, you know, the greatest there are to offer. And so the competition level, having to be at your best, week in and week out, nothing's given to you. I think probably the thing that separates them in the long haul. I don't see them coming back at all. I think we're all having to go get them. I mean, they're a tremendous football team organization. Tony's done a great job. They got one of the best quarterbacks to ever play the game, and doesn't look like he's going anywhere anytime soon. So I think all of us are trying to catch those guys. And Tennessee had a tremendous football team this year. Jacksonville did also. We're trying to gain some ground ourselves. So it's a heck of a division, but I think it all starts with the Colts.
Is it difficult to gauge your progress, given how hard that difficult
division is? Well, I got to worry about us. You know, gauging off them guys may be very difficult. I got to take a look at ourselves on a daily basis. I think we're making progress. We've got some good young players. We've obviously got a long way to go, but I like the direction we're heading. And we can keep having good drafts, good free agency, not make many mistakes, I think gives us a chance.
What element of your team did you think impressed you the most or exceeded your expectations?
I think our wide receivers. We went into last year as a football team. Everybody wanted to know what we were going to do at wide receiver, who was going to be our number two. Thought it was a big problem with our team, and when it was all said and done, it was probably our strength. Kevin Walter stepped up, played extremely well for us. Andre Davis, Jacoby Jones, the kid we drafted, looks like he's going to be a fine player, and David Anderson. So it became a strength of our team.
And then when Andre gets hurt.
Yeah, it made all those guys grow up real fast. So, you know, you never know until those guys get an opportunity, and we gave a young player like Walter a chance to become a starter, and he responded to that. Well, I'll put it this way. Charles is he's ready to go back to work. So he's doing well. When we start our off-season program, he'll be in there with the rest of the football team. When we go to OTAs, he will be cut loose to go back and play. I think time will tell. When he goes out there and performs as a player, he's in drills, doing football stuff again as compared to just, you know, doing rehab. We'll see how it responds. So I think the jury's still out, but he's getting close. I sure hope so. We'll see. We'll see how he responds.
Are you lucky right to get all the limelight? But can you talk a little bit about how the medical evaluations, the interviews, and all that plays into your combine value right now?
Plays a big part. I think the interview process may be as important as anything we do. I mean, we're going to see these kids work out not only this weekend, but their individual workouts. We're watching them play, studying those guys. The time that we spend with them, seeing how they fit with what we do, with our people, our organization, what type of kids they are, how they handle themselves, goes a long way with me. I can only speak for you know, our organization. I enjoy that part as much as any. Well, man, he's totally, I don't want to say he's changed, but he's become a big-time player. We've always known he's had the ability to do that. I think Mario's found his niche with our football team, the National Football League. He expects a lot out of himself. The biggest thing, like I could tell you right now, Mario's been in on a daily basis, you know, and we've only been out, you know, 6-7 weeks. Mario loves to play. I expect him to only get better. You know, he's the key to our organization going forward, and he's doing everything he can possibly do to make us better. Yeah, I think everybody, you know, we're all human. We look at those things that the kids, how they perform, you know, all those things. But when it's all said and done, you still got to go back and look at film and watch them as a player. But they can definitely help themselves from that standpoint. So many kids nowadays are so much better prepared for this than they have been in the past through the workout regimen and places they go to prepare for this particular combine. So it's important, but I think there's so many other factors to, you know, that go into it before the draft takes place. Yeah, he's been around. He's got to make a big jump for our football team. I've told you, great players usually make a big jump from year one to two, as Mario did. Amobi's got to make that same jump for us to have an opportunity to, you know, compete with somebody like the Colts and, you know, the people in our division.
Is